hurled them, and tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched through the Belarusian capital of Minsk Sunday, calling for an end to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's rule. This while heavily armed police and troops blocked streets and detained. Demonstrators. Protests have now entered a third week since the disputed presidential election on August 9th, in which Lukashenko claimed victory, while opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said she was the true winner. The demonstrations of late are the largest the country has seen since its independence from the USSR. Sunday's rally fell on Lukashenko's 66th birthday. Lukashenko spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin shortly before the protests began, with the Kremlin leader wishing him a happy birthday. The latest rally came amid a harsh crackdown on media freedoms. On Saturday, the Belarusian Foreign Ministry withdrew accreditations for numerous journalists working for international media, including AFP, the BBC, and Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, with a government official citing counterterrorism concerns. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah on Sunday said that his Shiite movement is, quote, open to a French proposal for a new political pact for Lebanon, as long as there is a national consensus. And the United Nations says Lebanon is facing a food crisis in the aftermath of the Beirut port blast on August 4th. The UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia said Sunday that by year's end, more than half the population won't have basic food needs met, and that immediate measures should be taken to prevent this, including rebuilding the silos at Beirut's port and setting a ceiling for food prices. This is VOA News. Nearly 843,000